Hello, Brett Campbell here for the Fit Check Podcast. Today we're going to be discussing the quickest, most effective ways on burning body fat. I'll also share with you a proven strategy that is proven time and time again to burn at least 2 times body fat. So stay tuned and enjoy. Hello, Brett Campbell here today, flying solo again today in this particular session. Just to give you a bit of a heads up, we've got some really cool interviews coming up, and we've got some special guests who are going to be gracing the airways of the show. So today's topic that I'm going to be talking about is a topic that we get asked very, very, very frequently. Probably add another couple of varies in there, actually, like very, 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 very frequently, and rightly so as well. And it all comes down to fat loss. And sometimes when it comes down to fat loss, it can become a very, very, the topic itself can be harder than the actual fact of losing fat. And what I mean by that is there's so many different tips and websites and everything out there that's telling you to do one thing and then the other's telling you to do another thing. And you know, what it all really comes back down to is actually doing something. Because, you know, there's many, many different ways to burn body fat, and there's also many ways to build lean muscle as well. But today I'm going to be talking about different fat loss tips and different strategies that you can utilize and implement into your current schedule. And you know, it only needs a couple of tweaks here and there. It's just like fine tuning a car. You know, you're going to get optimum levels out of your car if you're going to take it to the mechanics and give it a bit of a fine tune, and it could be a quarter of a turn to the right. Okay, so what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be taking that quarter turn to the right, and we're going to be utilizing these fat loss tips that I'm about to discuss. So this episode is going to accompany an article I wrote where I actually wrote 35 different fat loss tips that you can utilize. Now, I'm going to pick some of the key ones out of that and talk to them a little bit more and give you a little bit more of a background and some information as to why you would want to utilize those. excuse me. So first things first is obviously you need to have a goal. Excuse me. You need to have a goal. Now, I've talked about this in past episodes, and you know, we're not going to get into a goal setting session right now because that's a session in its own, but you really need to clearly define the real reason why you're wanting or needing to lose body fat. Because what you might be saying to yourself is that I need to lose body fat, but then ask yourself, do you actually need to lose body fat, or would you be better off just building some lean muscle? So you need to have a specific goal, okay? Next one is you need to slow down. Okay, now slowing down in all areas of life is probably a good thing, because this day and age with technology, we're just so fast paced with everything we're doing. Even when you're at the gym, you know, you're working out, you're seeing people just throwing the weights around like they're just going out of fashion. That, you know, it's almost that belief that the faster you throw the weight, the faster you're going to burn fat, and that's not correct. Okay, that is far from the truth. And I can tell you that based off science and many years of training myself and training hundreds and hundreds of individuals. The key is to slow down. Remember, it's not a race, okay? It's not a race. The key component here you need to look at is what we call tempo. And I have discussed tempo in past episodes, but if you're new to the Fit Check podcast, tempo is the speed in which it takes you to complete one repetition, okay? So an example I like to use is the squat. What you'll find is that you start in a standing position. Your movement is to bend your knees and back, etc., in a correct form, and lower your bottom down to the ground and then come back up, driving through your heels, your quads, glutes, etc. Now, what you'll find is if you're listening to this and you've got your headphones in, I challenge you right now, do a squat right now. I'll give you a couple of seconds. If you're not, you know, if you're in the car, please don't try and do a squat, because that'll just be weird if there's a car passing you. Okay, so if you've done your squat now, you would have known that it would have taken you probably just a couple of seconds to complete that squat. Now, that can be the issue at times, okay? The correct tempo in my belief here, and again, I preface this by saying it can vary considerably depending on your goal and depending on your particular workout. But as a fundamental staple, we want to look at utilizing a 3-0-1-0 tempo, okay? What that means is it takes you actually 3 seconds to lower your body down. So if you're standing in a position, you count from 3, 2, 1. 0 means 0 seconds at the bottom, 1 means 1 second up, and the fourth 0 The fourth digit, sorry, means zero rest at the top. So just to confirm that again, it's a 3010. So if I went 3030, that means I'd go 3 seconds down, zero rest at the bottom, 3 seconds up. Okay. The key there by utilizing a controlled tempo is that you're going to incorporate and utilize a lot more muscles than you would if you were just trying to pump out as many as you can, fast as you can. Okay, so keep that in mind, and utilizing the right tempo with the right sets and reps is another key fundamental there. But that's another session in itself. Of course, you know, the one that we all know and probably one of the hardest ones for a lot of people is to avoid sugar. Okay, avoid sugar as much as possible. And when I mean sugar, I'm meaning sugar from things such as fizzy drinks, those type of things. Because sugar actually leads and contributes to inflammation. It elevates your insulin levels, can cause diabetes, cancer, heart disease. We all know that. But it really supplies empty calories. So basically, what it's doing is it's causing the body to use more vitamins and minerals throughout digestion. Okay, and also sugar's been shown to depress the immune system, which can lead to delayed healing in the body. So if you're working out and you're working out really hard and you're causing hypertrophy, which is, you know, muscular tears in your muscles, you need to have the best advantage, as many vitamins and as many minerals and protein that you can to actually heal your body. But sugar can actually delay that process. So if you're going to training and then all of a sudden at night you're sipping on a can of Coke or something like that, it will certainly lead to slower results. I can guarantee you that. Now, let me just explain to you the power that some of these companies do have over you, that, you know what, it really actually has got to a point where it's almost not your fault, okay? And let me explain. There's this documentary out there, if you haven't seen it, it's called The Best Movie Ever Sold, okay? And it's about advertising and so forth. And what this guy did was he underwent a scan, like a brain scan. So they took him through a brain scan, and throughout this brain scan, for about 30 minutes, they were showing him different logos of businesses, those types of things. And at the time, they were doing scans on his brain and what was happening. Now, fast forward, the process had finished, and then what they asked him at the end of it was, hey, was there anything that you want? And he actually asked for a can of Coke, funnily enough. And they asked him, you know, why do you want that can of Coke? And his answer to that was, I'm not really sure, I just felt thirsty. And what they did was they opened up the results from the brain scan, and at about 15 minutes or so, they showed a logo and a can of Coke. So they showed the Coke, and what happened at that specific time, there was a release of serotonin, which is a happy feeling drug that makes you feel happy and want stuff. That drug, that hormone was released into his brain and bloodstream and so forth, which made him crave that Coke. So it is hard to break these cravings, but now that you know that power is there, you need to work even harder to work against that. Okay, so and I'm not saying, you know, give it up completely, because I know that whole cold turkey mentality can be really hard, and most of the time you resort back to going back even harder and faster when you do consume it again. Just substitute one thing at a time. You know, if you're having two cans of Coke a day, just have one. If you're having three, just have one, you know. And if you're having one a week, good on you. You could stick to your one a week. It's not going to hurt too bad, okay? Another tip that we want to look at utilizing is using compound exercises. When it comes to fat loss, I follow a method, and you would have heard me say it many, many times, is the more muscles you use, the more fat you will lose. Okay, extremely important. So compound exercises are exercises that utilize more than one muscle group at a time, such as squatting, lunging, overhead presses, a lot of the Olympic style lifting, where you're utilizing more than just if you're doing a bicep curl or a tricep pushdown, where you're isolating particular muscles. You can certainly use isolation exercises as well, but you want to incorporate it into a great regime. Now, I wouldn't, if your main goal here is fat loss, remember we're talking fat loss here, I wouldn't be recommending doing a 5-day split where you do a whole day on biceps and then a whole day on chest. And that's just old school bodybuilding mentality. You really need to look at utilizing more compound exercises more frequently. The next tip that I have for you here is stop resting. Okay, so what happens is you can get into the flow of you do one set, then you get on your phone and you scroll through Facebook or Instagram, and next thing 2-3 minutes is down. And what you've done is you've just released or you've just missed out on all of your hormonal benefits that you'll receive. So you want to try and keep your rest periods below 60 seconds. Why? Well, when you lower your rest periods, and preferably around the 30-second range, is that's where you're going to release more growth hormone. Okay, growth hormone is the hormone which is known as the anti-aging hormone, and also it's known as the fat-burning saver. Okay, so the more growth hormone you release, the more fat-burning that's going to happen into your body as well. If you're going to do, again, this is another topic, but more on, you know, you're probably wondering, why do you rest for longer periods of time? Well, you rest for longer periods of time if you're doing really deep neural strength work. And what longer rest periods do is release more testosterone into your blood and into your body. However, for fat loss, we're really trying to incorporate the growth hormone response here. Doing circuit training. Circuit training is an awesome way to manipulate hormones. Okay, as I said, there's many different ways that you can utilize to create a fat-burning response. Circuit training is great. If you haven't seen our circuit protocols system, check that out. You can go to circuitprotocols.com. That program is based around eliciting different hormones, which we incorporate certain things such as active rest periods, which is actually where you're not really resting, you're actually doing an active rest, which again, that creates certain hormonal responses and those types of things as well. So circuit training is a really cool way, and it's also a fun way as well. Taking protein and supplements. Now, we are big believers on taking supplements if you need them, okay? Now, I don't recommend you just going to buy a truckload of supplements if you don't need them. You need to make sure that what you are taking is going to benefit you. So, example, if you're someone and you're looking for fat burning and, you know, you're training, you know, at least 3 times a week, I certainly recommend taking a protein. Now, we have a ThermoCurves protein, which is a fat burning protein, which has different fat burning stimulants in it, etc. You can head over to the Fit Shop, FIIT shop.com.au. You can check it out, have a read about it. Basically, you're looking for a high quality content protein. Okay, there's a lot of proteins out there on the market that you can buy for, you know, for pretty much next to nothing. However, that's really what you're receiving. You're receiving a protein grade that is all of the great benefits have been, you know, taken out of it during its creation process. So we use microfiltered, protein, which is the highest quality level of protein. And I'll do an episode coming up on how protein is actually made, and that'll really be, interesting for you to actually know. And I'll break a few of the industry secrets out there that, you know, people are able to sell extremely cheap products. Because they're creating a very cheap product in itself. Acetyl-L-carnitine, I will mention this, you know, we get this question a lot. What's acetyl-L-carnitine and how's it used? Basically, it's used to transport fat to the muscles to be used as energy. It can also help with mental focus as well. And basically, how it works is you take it pre-training, and, you know, what it does is it searches around your body for fat to, when you're working out, it basically acts as a transporter. I use the analogy of a truck. So the acetyl-L-carnitine is, is a truck, and it's driving around picking up fat. So when your muscle contracts, your muscle needs energy, and instead of using, you know, a protein or a carbohydrate source energy, we're going to be using fat. But again, that's another whole episode. I don't want to confuse you too much. Now, another great way to look at fat burning and you know what you could add there again is challenges. You could use challenges to the end of your workout. Not only will it stimulate your actual workout that you're currently doing, it'll again make it fun. And challenges is something simple, such as and again this is a very simple one, but at the end of your workout you go, okay, I'm going to do 3 rounds of 60 seconds, and I'm going to do as many squats as I can in that 60 seconds. Now, I know you may be listening to this saying, Brett, but you said slow down with your squats at the start. Yes, for your core program, I certainly recommend that. If you're using a workout challenge, then you can use it more from a stimulation purpose as well. You can, again, I know this is going to sound like a bit of a pitch fest here, but we've created Fit Workout Challenges as well, FIIT workoutchallenges.com. You can head over there, check it out. The reason why I'm recommending all these products is because we've taken it upon ourselves over time to slowly create products that serve these particular markets, and we're massive believers in the results that they can achieve. So, you know, there's no point sitting here saying, yeah, you should do this and not have an answer for you. Limit alcohol. Okay, I know this can be hard for many, but it can really influence your training outcome. You know, the problem is generally not what you've drunk. It's what you eat or don't eat when you're drinking that's the problem, okay? So if you're going to drink, this is a tip here. If you are going to drink, and regardless, you know, you do that on a Friday, Saturday night, that's cool. Eat a fatty meal prior, okay? Eating fatty foods before you drink will actually slow down the absorption rate of alcohol in your system, okay? But remember, this is not a license to go crazy and go get a party bucket from KFC before you drink, because Brett said, what you need to know is that fatty meals can actually slow the absorption rate of alcohol. My suggestion, if you're going to, you know, because I get asked, what should I drink? What's the best to drink when I'm trying to lose weight? Well, the best is nothing. But if you're going to go second best, take a, you know, I looked at vodka. Yeah, you could have a vodka soda or vodka on the rocks, but you'd have to be able to handle your alcohol. What you're doing is you really just want to limit the soda and sugar uptake as well, because if you're someone who drinks, you know, say bourbon and Coke, and you're going out and you've just drunken a dozen bourbon and Cokes, you've just had, you know, a dozen Cokes, which, you know, you look at the sugar rate in that, where, you know, that's just, if you look at most sugar drinks, soft drinks, they contain about 10 teaspoons of sugar. So, you know, it's pretty damaging to the system. All right, so some other tips here. You know, certainly find a training partner or get a trainer, you know. Invest in yourself, invest in your body and your future, you know. Get a trainer or get a workout program that you can follow and literally do as the, you know, it's being shown. You know, again, we have many workout programs you can check out. Hire a trainer at your local gym. Join a boot camp. Join one of the Fit Chick locations if there's one around you. I'll tell you what, that's the best way you're going to get a motivation and accountability to reach your goals. Training partners at times can be very hard. I know you could be sitting there going, yeah, but I've had training partners. I've lost count how many different training partners I've had due to, you know, people falling off the back of the wagon, etc. I remember when I first started out training, I was that dedicated. I'd drive 45 minutes every day there and then 45 minutes back just to train with a friend of mine because we were really motivated. So find someone that will help you and make sure that you got similar goals, because if she's trying to build a lot of muscle and you're just trying to burn fat and you're doing the exact same workouts, you're not going to have the synchronicity that you need. Planning your workouts ahead of time. Okay, so don't waste time and let your heart rate go drop down by thinking of what you're doing next. Okay, so spend a little time planning. And if you're someone who's a last minute planner, at least plan it before you walk into the gym or you walk into your lounge room. Make sure you know exactly what you're doing, how long your rest periods are. And I really can't express how important this tip is, because you need to plan, right? You've all heard the saying, failure to plan means you're preparing to fail. And that, you know, that speaks so many truths. So don't stand there and go, oh, what should we do now? And then walk to another machine, or what should we do now? And, you know, and then stand in your living room for 5 minutes trying to decide, should I do a squat or a lunge? You know, write it down and make sure that you know exactly what's going on. Keep your routine flexible as well. Okay. So this depends really on your current situation. Now, if you're someone who works, you know, late during the weeks and you normally train after work, etc., now you need to make sure you incorporate that into your routine. Don't set an unachievable workout plan that you're going to continually not reach. And if you're running late, pick the biggest exercises of your workout plan. If you have to have a shorter workout, pick the bigger compound exercises and utilize those, and just remove some of the isolation exercises if you have any of them as well. This is another really important one that many people do tend to forget, and then they look back and go, oh man, I wish I had done this. Don't work out just aimlessly, okay? So take pictures, take measurements of yourself, weigh yourself in. You know, on an ongoing basis, I'm a fan of that. However, what you need to also understand is that don't let the scale just be the judge of your results, because what can happen is when you're building lean muscle, you're actually gaining muscle, which you're gaining muscle mass. So again, this is all really dependent on goal specific. But you know, what you really want to do is make sure that you do take your before picture, okay? Because you'll look back at it and go, man, I'm so happy that I did this. Eating vegetables. I'd say the word, but I always get it wrong. So cruciferous. There we go. I just had to say it slowly. You see, slow down. Cruciferous vegetables, such as, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, if you like them, kale, cabbage, they all contain special phytonutrients that can help fight against, you know, environmental estrogens that can actually add to belly fat. Okay, so, you know, females unfortunately do struggle a lot more with belly fat, you know, due to estrogen and so forth. But if we're going to talk purely on belly fat, belly fat's generally down to the hormone cortisol. It's a stress hormone, and not just stress hormones such as, you know, I'm stressing out of work, I'm having a bad day. There's, you know, environmental stresses, there's physiological stresses, etc. So there's many different types of stresses that you need to take into account. This particular tip here is guaranteed, and it's proven that if you do this consistently, you will burn up to 2 times more body fat, okay? Actually, I'm going to keep that one until last, because I know that that'll be of massive benefit, but I really want to hammer home the point on that, because sometimes it may seem so easy for you, but you know, we forget the easiest things. Because what can happen is that sometimes to achieve a goal, it's actually quite easy, but it's also easy just to leave it. And that's where the successful people, you know, if you time and time again, you ask people, what do you do? And they just do the small things really well. Now, again, I'll share with you a couple more, and then we'll wrap this episode up. But what I also think is very important is to stop comparing. Okay, now this is obviously not going to help you burn fat initially, but what it'll do is it'll put you into a mental state that is going to prepare you for greater workouts, for more energy, for more enthusiasm in your workouts. So don't compare your results to other people. Remember, you are completely different. Okay, you do have a different genetic makeup. So, you know, there's many different things to take into account there. So don't compare. Another tip that I like is add some cinnamon to some of your meals. So there's actually research that's found that cinnamon does contain types of antioxidants that increase insulin sensitivity. Okay, and effectively what it does, it helps you stabilize blood sugar. Now, that's what insulin does. It really gets blood sugar spiking. So for example, if you're taking a high carbohydrate food, like let's just use white bread because that's what the glycemic index is based upon. It's one of the highest glycemic index food, which means when you consume it, it actually breaks down into your bloodstream quicker. What happens is insulin spikes your blood, and you can see here by cinnamon actually can help stabilize your blood sugar levels, which is really, really cool there. The next tip I have is listen to the previous episode. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, it's a shorter episode, but it talks about the concept that I call the magic solution. Okay, you need to listen to that. Very, very important, because at the end of the day, you know, you need to make sure that you're in the positive mind frame, and you're doing the right things right at the first time. Okay, our next tip, and we'll go our final tip here, is start now. So as easy as that seems, you know, we all know the things, tomorrow never comes. So you need to take action now and regain control of your life. Now, starting now might mean you simply go and take advantage and go and sign up to a gym. Or maybe you purchase a workout product. Or maybe you just ring up a friend and say, hey, I want to be gym partners. Let's give this a go. The key is to just get started, okay? Just get started, and what happens is the flow-on effect will happen. It'll start creating a snowball, and in a matter of time, you'll be hooked on it, and fitness will become a way of life. Your lifestyle will be better. Your family's lifestyle will be better. Your friend's lifestyle will be better. Basically, you have a better quality of life, hands down. All right, so that's all we have for today's episode. Okay, I know there's some of you who will be sitting there listening, oh, what about that tip that doubles fat? Now I'm going to tell you. Don't worry, I didn't forget. So what you need to do is you need to keep a nutrition diary, okay? And you're going, oh, I hear all the sighs now. It's like, oh, really, is that it? Yes, you need to write down everything you eat and drink for at least 1 week, okay? You have to write it down right before the food or drink is consumed. Now, this is the tip. Don't write this down at the end of the night, okay? By writing it down first, you'll actually have a moment to stop and think about whether this decision is going to melt body fat or pack it on, okay? So keep a nutrition diary, keep a little notepad in your pocket, carry it around. And if you're about to eat it, you need to write it down. You're going to create a memory connection to, oh, geez, wait, I'm about to eat this cupcake. Should I really write this down in my book? I'm going so well. And you know what? Hopefully it is the thing that stops you. So I hope you really enjoyed those fat loss tips there. I would love for you to provide us with a comment. If you can head over to iTunes, search FIIT Chicks Podcast. I would love for you to leave us a comment there on iTunes. Give us a rating. It's those type of comments that keep us going and you know keep us wanting to record these content audios for you. And also, if you head over to the blog to fiitchicks.com.au, search for episode 10 and leave us a comment there. Really appreciate it. But until then, have a fantastic morning, day, evening, whenever you're listening to this, and go out there and live your best.